And a very good Monday evening, Monday afternoon, Monday morning, whatever it is. Joe Beningo, the Ode of Pain podcast, a Labor Day special. It is Labor Day. It is Monday, the 5th of September, 2022, the Joe Beningo Ode of Pain podcast. Of course, brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. Don't forget this Friday, the big extravaganza at the Hackensack Brewing Company on next live podcast. Join me, join John Jastrzemski. Join Brian Costello as we get ready for the first full weekend of the NFL season. Also, of course, Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey, and by DraftKings. We welcome them back again for another year. We want to thank everybody at DraftKings. And, of course, don't forget on Friday, not only will we be doing our next live podcast from the Hackensack Brewing Company, we will be celebrating our first anniversary of the Ode of Pain podcast, and we're also going to unveil the Ode of Pain beer. How about that? I got a little copy of it right here. Of course, nobody can see it because we're not on television, but it will be unveiled Friday at the Hackensack Brewing Company. All right, we get ready for week one of the NFL, and Friday, what we're going to do a double dip Friday. I'm going to do my show in the morning because I'm going to do my NFL picks and everything, and then we're going to have the extravaganza on Friday night at the Hackensack Brewing Company. And again, we get ready for opening weekend. Of course, the Jets at home against the Baltimore Ravens. I'll be there. They better freaking win that game. And the Giants will open down in Tennessee against the Titans. But we'll get through all the football. We'll do all the football and all of that. But right now, I got to open with the Mets. And I'm telling you right now, it is panic time if you are a fan of the New York Mets. All right, I mean, let's put it out there. They have a slim one-game lead right now over the Atlanta Braves, who never, ever, ever lose. And I'm going to say this again, as the Mets come off this terrible weekend where they lost 2 out of 3 to the crummy Washington Nationals, got their brains beat in 2 games in a row. They got outscored 14-2 in those 2 7-1 losses on Saturday and Sunday to Washington, and they were really lucky to win the game Friday night, that they wound up pulling it out 7-3. So I don't know what's going on right now, but I do know what's going on, and we'll get into all of that. But you got to be worried right now if you're a fan of the Mets. You really do. The bottom line with the Mets right now, they're not freaking hitting, and they haven't hit for a while. And to me, the two biggest culprits right now that are leading the charge, whatever you want to call it, for this malaise that this team is in right now, are Pete Alonso and Francisco freaking Lindor. You could tell me all you want about the numbers and this and that. They have done nothing for the last three and a half, four weeks. Let's be honest about it. When's the last time Lindor hit a home run? He's been stuck on 21 home runs since the Great Flood. How about Alonso? What's he got, 8 home runs since the All-Star break? He had 24 at the All-Star break. He's at 32 right now. You got to be kidding me. Those are the guys in the middle of the order. They're killing the Mets right now. If I see Alonso go fish for another pitch 18 feet off the plate to strike out, or another high and in fastball that he can't get to, the Dodgers were throwing that to him all the time, even though the Mets won 2 out of 3 in that Dodgers series. Lindor, forget it. He's behind on the count all the time. He's always behind 0-2. He's a pop-up the shortstop waiting to happen right now. What the hell is going on with those guys? Isn't it time that Buck shakes this damn lineup up? How about putting Jeff McNeil, who right now is by far the best hitter on this team? He got 2 hits again yesterday. He's batting .320. Shouldn't he be batting third? Isn't it time to shake it up? Maybe even have McNeil bat second and push Marte back to third and put Lindor deep back in the lineup? Because something's going on right now. These guys aren't hitting. They don't hit home runs. They're not getting the big hit in the clutch anymore. You know, the only guys recently that really got big hits for him, Mark Canna had some big hits going there for a while. Marte, I mean, outside of that, Nimmo had a big hit, that big triple the other night when they did beat Washington on Friday. But this team isn't hitting. And they're in trouble. They got a 1-game lead over the defending world champions who never freaking lose. They just swept the Marlins over the weekend down in Atlanta. And now they're going to the West Coast. I think they play Oakland, Seattle, and the Giants. So, I mean, Oakland's not any good, but Seattle, obviously, a playoff team right now. The Giants are always dangerous. So maybe, you know, they'll get some help from these other teams when they go out to the West Coast. But the Mets got to start winning games. And I'm tired of hearing about this easy damn schedule. You know, you got to win. Yeah, they play Pittsburgh now. Yeah, they play Miami. Yeah, they got Washington again and the Cubs and all these crummy teams. They only got two series left of winning teams. They go to Milwaukee and then what's going to be this humongous series at the end of the year in Atlanta where they got three games against the Braves, and that may very well determine the division title. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The bottom line is this. If this team, and I've been saying this for a while, if this team doesn't win the division, they are not going to the World Series. There's no way I see this team winning, you know, a 2 out of 3, a 3 out of 5, and then 2 4-out-of-7s to win a world championship. I don't see it. They need that bye badly. And aren't you sick and tired the constantly the way they push back and baby Jacob DeGrom? You know, we keep hearing this, saving it for October. You know what? You got to win this division. They pushed back DeGrom, who should have started the second game against the Yankees. He didn't. They lost that game, right? He should have started yesterday. It was his day to pitch. It was his fifth day. He didn't pitch yesterday. We had to see, you know, Carlos Carrasco coming back from the injured list and stinking it up against Washington. And even today, why the hell in this game that the Mets absolutely freaking have to have against the crummy Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh, why the hell is Jacob DeGrom not pitching, right? He's got to pitch tomorrow. We got to give him another day. We got to baby this guy some more. Meanwhile, the division is slipping away. And I'm tired of hearing how, well, you know, that 1-2 punch of DeGrom and Scherzer, yeah, great. Are they even going to be healthy enough to make it to the damn playoffs? These two guys? DeGrom is always, you know, a twitch in his arm away from being out. Now you got Scherzer, right? He takes himself out of the game Saturday night against Washington. After 5 innings, he's feeling an injury on his side. I guess he's supposed to pitch Friday in Florida, in Miami. We'll see. This guy already missed 6 weeks this year with an injury, with that side, whatever the hell it was. You got to be worried. I'm sorry. You know, right now, the most consistent pitcher on this team is Chris Bassitt. This guy pitches every fifth day and gives you 100-plus pitches every time out. You don't see that from DeGrom and Scherzer. And everybody's going, oh, the Mets, DeGrom and Scherzer in the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Keep babying DeGrom. They got to win this. They got to win this division. And not only because they're not getting to the World Series if they don't, but this team has led it. They've been in first place all damn year. You're going to blow it now? We're going to see the Mets blow another division title? Like they did in 2007, like they did in 2008. And I know it's a little different because the Mets, you know, you got the wild card. The Mets, they're going to make the playoffs. We know that. But do you really want to see the Mets play a 2 out of 3 game crapshoot against the St. Louis Cardinals or the San Diego Padres or even the Phillies, even though they've dominated them this year? You really want to see that? And if they do get in a 2 out of 3, is Scherzer and DeGrom going to pitch in those games? What's the rotation going to be? Bassitt, Walker, and Carrasco? David Peterson? Because these guys, we got to make sure they're okay. Well, when the hell are they going to pitch? And DeGrom's walking anyway at the end of the year. This freaking guy should be pitching every damn fifth day. He should be pitching today. He should have pitched yesterday. I'm sorry, man. I am ticked. And if you're a Met fan, you should be ticked off too right now. Because if this team blows the division, I'm telling you right now, they are not making the World Series. After all this stuff all year, and we're all going nuts about how the best team since 86, you know, Bucks doing a tremendous job. We're going on and on. We're kissing the ass of this team all year, and they're going to blow it now? Now that it's September, they're going to choke this division away? Please. And I got to hear freaking writers like McCarron on SNY. Give me a break. He's another one. These freaking baseball sports writers. I can't stand them. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay? They might be nice guys, but when they start spewing their BS, it makes you want to vomit. Freaking McCarron. Oh, you know, maybe the Mets got to sacrifice the division. Bullshit! Sacrifice the division. This freaking team has finished first 6 times in 60 years. You're going to blow the goddamn division now? And again, I'm sick and tired of hearing about, oh, they play, oh, look at all these shitty teams they play. Pittsburgh, the Cubs. Yeah, they just shitted 2 out of 3 away to Washington. And don't you think these teams are gunning for the Mets? These teams that are, they're playing out the year, they're going nowhere. You don't think they want to stick it up the ass of the team in first place? Give me a break. I'm pissed. And how about this game? Yeah. How about some of the stuff the Mets are doing? McNeil yesterday, who's been playing great defensively, booting a sure double play ball. How about the play? Did you see this yesterday? And to me, this typifies what's going on with this team right now. Really, this to me completely typifies it. All right? They're losing 7-1. I don't know, it was a 7th inning, 6th inning. But, you know, the Mets have been, they've come back all year. They've been playing 27 outs. All right, they're down 6 in the 7th inning. You still give them a shot, right? You know, we saw the comeback in St. Louis, the comeback in Philadelphia, all these games, right? When they came back, pull them out, all of this stuff. So you never give up on this team, right? Okay. They got first and second. McNeil gets a hit. McNeil gets 2-3 hits every day. And again, he should be batting third right now. It's time for Buck to start to shake this freaking lineup up. Let's be honest about it, okay? But with that said, McNeil gets a base hit. Cannon follows with a hit. They got first and second, nobody out. Escobar's up. He actually hit a couple home runs this week, Escobar. Okay, fine. He hits a little fly ball to left field. The left fielder drops the ball. He drops the ball. But nobody's running because they think it's an out, right? And what happens? The Mets wind up with a double play on it. Double play. And you could say, well, you can't blame McNeil. Yeah, no, I do. How about maybe going halfway and anticipating that something might happen here? First and second, nobody out, goes right to almost being a triple play when the left fielder drops the freaking baseball. And it winds up working out against the Mets anyway. This is the kind of stuff that all year has been going the Mets' way, right? This is the kind of stuff that's been working for the Mets all year. Well, it sure as hell didn't work for them yesterday. And to me, that is a bad sign about what's going on right now with this baseball team. They got to go to Pittsburgh. Starting this afternoon, and by the time people hear this tonight, that game will be over. And who knows? Atlanta doesn't play today. Like I said, they go to Oakland, I think, for a couple. And then, I think it's Oakland in this road trip, Seattle, and the Giants. That's not an easy West Coast trip. I know Oakland's not good, but like I said, Seattle's a playoff team. The Giants are always dangerous out there. But the Mets got to start winning their own games. You got to go in and sweep the Pirates here. And then go sweep Miami. How about a 6 or 7 game winning streak right now for this team? But they're not hitting at all. Nobody's hitting. Nobody's hitting. Nobody. It's time for Buck to shake the goddamn lineup up. And DeGrom should be pitching today. The Mets need this game. In all due respect to Tyquan Walker, who's been fine, this is a huge game. And to me, the Mets are not treating these regular season games as a division, you know, is dwindling away. They're not treating them with the urgency they need to. I'm sorry. I love Buck. Buck's been great. He's the manager of the year. I love him. I'm so happy he's managing my team. But where the hell is the urgency, okay? Buck's talking about, well, we're going to Pittsburgh. We get to stay in a nice hotel. We get a good meal. We get to play baseball on Labor Day. You got to freaking win. You're choking the division away. 6 times in 60 years you finished first. Of course you want to win. You got to win this division. You're going to blow it now? I am fucking ticked off. I'm sorry I used that word, but I am. I'm ticked off. You can say this on this stuff. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I used that word. If I offended anybody, I'm too damn bad, okay? Because I am pissed off as a Met fan today, and rightfully so. And all Met fans should be ticked on what's going on with this baseball team. I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to say it again. We can go on and on. If they blow this division, they are not going to get to the World Series. In fact, if they blow this division, they may not even get to the damn NLCS. They got to win these games. They got to sweep Pittsburgh starting today. I don't want to hear it. And amazingly, I guess DeGrom's actually going to pitch tomorrow. Be nice if he pitched 8 damn innings, okay? Huh? Would that be nice? Can the guy pitch 100 pitches finally? He still hasn't even done it. And he's going to walk at the end of the year. This guy should be pitching every fifth day. Stop treating him with kid gloves. Yeah, because all you're doing is making it better for the guy team that signs him yet next year. Atlanta, the Yankees, the Dodgers, whatever damn team he winds up with. He goes, I'm telling you right now, this guy's walking at the end of the year. All right. I'm telling you, I'm mad today. I am ticked off with my baseball team. And it just seems like this division is just slipping away, and there's no urgency, no concern about that happening. Ah, they'll make the playoffs. Yeah, okay. Yeah, when they lose in that first round series to the Cardinals in the playoffs, this year will go from being a historic year, you know, where we're comparing this team to the 1986 World Championship team in 108 games, to just an absolute disaster and disappointment. They have to win this division. And Lindor and Alonso have got to start hitting. And if I'm Buck today, I shake this damn lineup up. I don't want to see the usual, you know, Nimmo, Marte, Lindor batting third doing nothing, Alonso batting cleanup doing nothing. I got to see change. I want to see McNeil batting second or third, not sixth, okay, or seventh. Even Canna, move him up in the lineup. Maybe you drop these guys down, you send them a damn message, Lindor and Alonso. I'm ticked off. I'm really upset today. This team better sweep the Pirates, and they better go sweep the damn Marlins. I got to see a freaking winning streak coming up here because the Braves don't lose. And I'm going to say this one more damn time, okay? If they don't win this division, they are not going to the World Series. Write it freaking down. All right. Let me get my sponsors in here. I'm telling you, I'm so damn ticked off. All right. DraftKings. Thank you again, DraftKings, for coming back with us this year. Big week, football fans. The first Sunday of the NFL season is here. Are you kidding me? And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. And as an added bonus for week one, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team blows the game and loses. Sounds like a Jets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code OTHEPAIN, and there's a lot of it today, to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's code OTHEPAIN, OTHEPAIN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show for notes and details, of course. And let me get the disclaimer in. I have to do that. All right? Now, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana. I got to get these abbreviations down. Minnesota, Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Arizona, 1-800-522-4700. And that's in Colorado and New Hampshire. 888-789-7777. Visit http://ccpg.org/chat. That's Connecticut. 1-800-BETS-OFF. That's in Iowa. I'm doing good with these abbreviations. 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369, New York. Visit opgr.org, or that's in Oregon. Call text TN-REDLINE. 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, or 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 21 and over, 18 plus in New Hampshire and Wyoming. You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, in select parishes down there. And right through, new customer offer void in New Hampshire, Oregon, Ontario, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming only. New customer offer valid, as I said, in New Hampshire, Oregon, I guess that's Ontario, California. $200 bets in free bets, new customers only, valid one per new customer. $5 deposit, $5 wager, $200 issued as eight $25 free bets. It ends 9/19/22 at 8 p.m. Early win, one early win token issued per eligible game. Opt-in required. Token expires at start of eligible game. The money line bet is $1. Wagering limits apply. Wagers placed on both sides of the money line will void the bet. It ends on 1/8/23, 8 p.m. Eastern. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. I apologize to the DraftKings people if I didn't get all that disclaimer in there. But not the easiest thing to do. I hope I got it all correct. But again, we welcome the DraftKings people back. Don't forget, as I mentioned, Hackensack Brewing Company. It's coming up this Friday night. It should be a quite the evening there. You know the deal with the brewing company. It's 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack's Fairmont neighborhood. The tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sundays. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Come and check us out. I'm still working on my own tombstone while I'm still alive so I can enjoy it. Don't forget, 7 o'clock, 7:30 on Friday night, Friday evening, John Jastrzemski will be with us. Brian Costello will be with us. He covers the Jets for the New York Post. And you want to check all of that out. It's going to be a hell of a night. We'll do picks. We'll do the whole deal. If you want to check it out, we'll, again, we'll unveil the Ode to Pain beer as well, so you want to be around for that. Also want to thank Anita Tire, Anita Discount Tire, Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue, my son Johnny, his boss Ari. Want to thank them for all the work they do and being with us the whole time, and we thank them so much. Go check them out. You need tires, you need work done on your car, that's the place to go. See Ari, see Johnny. Again, Anita Discount Tire. All right, couple things yet. As we said, football is on its way. We'll do all the stuff. We're going to have two shows again Friday. We'll do the early show with all the NFL stuff. And then Friday we'll have, well, it'll be a lot of NFL as well, Friday night at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Yankees won a big game yesterday, a game they really needed after they lost two straight to Tampa. And their lead in the division dwindled down to 4-3 in the loss column. They beat him 2-1 yesterday. Judge hit another home run, his 53rd. He's, what a year. Judge should be the unanimous MVP in the American League. Where the hell would the Yankees be without him? Because nobody else is hit. Now you got Benintendi on the IL. He hurt his wrist. I don't know. He's going to get surgery on his wrist. That's a big hit. I doubt you're seeing him for the rest of the regular season. Who knows if you ever see him into the playoffs. That's a major hit for the Yankees right now. Stanton hasn't hit. LeMayu's not hitting. You know, Rizzo's banged up again now. You know, Judge is carrying him. But they were able to win yesterday. Montas and Loaisiga, basically Holmes in the ninth inning, shutting the Rays down yesterday. They did threaten in the ninth. It was a 2-0 game. They got a run to make it 2-1. They had second and third with two out, and Holmes was able to close it out on a very, very questionable strike three call that kind of looked outside, but the Yankees got the call, and they needed it. So that's a big two-game swing for them. So they leave Tampa still with a five-game lead in the American League East, 4 in the loss column. And I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say it again. The Yankees are going to win the division. You got to be more worried about the Mets winning the division right now than the Yankees. The Yankees are going to win it. They built such a cushion early. I know they've had a terrible August. They went 9-19 in August. I get it. They lost 2 out of 3 to Tampa. Okay. They got a four-game series coming up against Minnesota, who right now is life and death with Cleveland. I won't even say the name of the team. With the Cleveland baseball team, they're life and death with them right now to win that American League Central Division. So they're playing very meaningful games as well. So a big four-game series with the Twins, of course, starting this afternoon out at Yankee Stadium, weather permitting, because the weather today in New York is shitty, to say the least, okay? Raining today. I know we need the rain, but I hate rain, okay? I know we need it. I know. That, you know, it's been like a drought here in New Jersey, but you know what's going to happen. once it starts raining, it's going to rain every day. And then we're going to be complaining. You know, we're going to be flooding and we're going to be complaining about the rain. Where's the sun? So just keep that in mind as we go forward. But the Yankees are going to win the division. I don't think there's any doubt. And like I said, right now, you know, right now I'd be a lot more concerned about the Mets winning the division than I would be about the Yankees. So we'll see. But a big series for them as they play the Twins starting today at the stadium. Like I said, hopefully weather permitting. Now, I'm ready for football, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to continue to say this. I don't want to hear anything about anything. You know, I'm watching some of the stuff on SNY, different places, about the Jets coming up Sunday. What can you expect from the Jets? There's only one thing. They have to win this game Sunday. They have to win. I've been saying this all along. You want me to think that things are going to be different. How about the fact that the Jets over-under is only 5.5? You telling me this team isn't going to win 6 games this year? What? What? If they don't win 6 games, all right, and 6 games is terrible too, of course. It's time to get everybody the hell out of here. This team's got to have a winning record this year. There's no excuse for it. None. I don't want to hear the young. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear Wilson's out. They might be better off with Flacco playing this week. Go beat Baltimore. This is not the Raven team that won the Super Bowl in 2000. This is not the Raven team that won the Super Bowl in 2012. Okay? Lamar Jackson, to me, is one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL. And you could tell me all you want about Lamar, okay? He's a great runner. Oh, my God. When I think of running quarterbacks, you know, I think of he's right up there with Bobby Douglas, Michael Vick. Yeah, he's tremendous. But if he's going to sit there, you know, in the pocket, he's never beaten you in the pocket. I want to see Jets win this game. All these young guys. Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see a big game out of Breece Hall. Let's see a big game out of Elijah Moore. Let's see a big game out of Corey Davis, out of Garrett Wilson, out of Flacco. Let's see the defense play big time, okay? Let's see it. All we keep hearing about is Carl Lawson. Let's see him have a big game this week. Let's see Quinn Williams, you know, start to play like an all-pro defensive tackle. Can we see that? How about this Quan Alexander they brought in from the Niners? Could we see him have a big game? How about Sauce Gardner, right? Supposed to be the second coming of Deion and Revis. Can we see it? This whole new revamped secondary. Reed, Whitehead, all these guys. The LaMarcus Joyner. Can we see it? We got a new kicker. We got a real kicker in Zuerlein, all right? Maybe he wins the game with a field goal late. They got to win this game. I'm sorry. They got to win this game, and they got to beat the Browns in Cleveland the week after. There's no reason this team can't start 2-0. The Browns don't have Deshaun Watson. Who knows what their deal is going to be? Jacoby Brissett is probably going to be starting that game for them. By the time they come back for week 3 against the Bengals, I want to see this team be 2-0. There's no reason they can't be. No reason. This team hasn't won. They haven't won a game in September since Sam Darnold's rookie year in 2018 when they beat the Lions on a Monday night. What? 4 years without a win in September? And we all know how crappy they've been in the division. Can they win some division games? Can they beat the Dolphins? Okay, well, the Dolphin fans got them going to the Super Bowl already. Can they beat the Dolphins? Can they beat the Patriots once this year? I don't see Tom Brady around anymore. I don't see Richard Seymour there anymore. Randy Moss, you know, Julian Edelman. Isn't it time to beat the damn Patriots? I know Belichick's still there with the two failed head coaches, Patricia and Judge, on his staff. Isn't it time to freaking beat New England? I don't expect them to beat the Bills, but at least be competitive. I want a winning season. Enough already. Enough with the propaganda. Now it's time to play freaking football. And I want to see it Sunday. I want to beat the Ravens. There is no reason they can't beat this team. And like I said, Jets 2-0 to start the year. Write it. Let's see it. Let's see it. If that happens, I'll start to believe things are going to be different. All right. I'm wound up today, really, because I'm ticked off about the Mets, you know. And again, I'm going to say this one more time with the Mets. Where is the urgency in these regular season games? Jacob DeGrom should be pitching today. Today, you keep moving him back, and you're blowing the division. And then I'm telling you, the Mets are setting us up for a massive disappointment in October. Happy Labor Day. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your week. I'll talk to you on a Football Friday, the first one. All the love. All right, Joe Beningo back with you again. The Oh the Pain podcast for Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. Now, we already did the, it looked like we had already done the podcast and had finished it, but some things have transpired here during the day that I feel I need to expound on a little bit. I know my daughter Erin's going to be very happy about this. So we're giving you a little extra podcast time here on Labor Day. And of course, the Oh the Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. As I've mentioned before, we'll be there Friday for our next big live podcast. John Jastrzemski, Brian Costello joining us. So you want to check all that out. We, of course, are also by Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey. And of course, we welcome back again the people from DraftKings. We thank them so much for another year. But so here's the deal. So my wife, it's supposed to rain today. It never rains. I guess maybe it's going to rain later. I don't know. It's supposed to be a lousy day tomorrow, but whatever. So what happened is I just found out that my daughter just added to this thing. So here we, she just popped that in, but she said we can continue to do this anyway. So that's what we're going to do because we got a little more coming down. All right. So yeah, you'll be happy about it and all of that. Your mother wouldn't let me sing again, but what are you going to do? But anyway, with that said, so here's the deal. So here's why I'm back. Can you laugh, please? Is she shaking it? So here's why I'm back, all right, for a little extra. All right, so we went to play golf this morning, and I played like I didn't play well. I've had some good rounds lately, a couple last, in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Today was not good, all right? I played with this guy, very nice guy, Matt and his son Connor. They were nice guys. He knew who I was, all of that. Sometimes that makes me a little crazy, but he was very nice. It was cool and everything, you know. And, of course, he walks away, as a lot of people do, saying, boy, you know, Beningo, he's not such a great golfer, but damn, his wife can play. And, you know, that's basically what happened today. So, anyway, be it as it may. So, we're leaving the golf course, get in the car, and it's like 1:30, whatever it is. So, I tell my wife, I said, pop the Met, you know, listen to music as I always am. But I said, let's pop the Met game on. So, he put the Met game on. You know, CBS radio, 888, and there's no game. You know, somebody's talking, like the news, whatever, the whole deal. I'm like, what's going on? Where's the Met game? So we stopped to get a little Gatorade, because I always have, like, my Gatorade after I get done with the with golf. You know, I always have to get, love it. Especially, what do they call the one I have now? Cool Glacier, or whatever it is, with the cherry. I don't know, the white one, it's great, whatever. So be that as it may. My wife then checks her phone and sees the Met game is postponed, okay? Rained out today in Pittsburgh. They're going to play a day-night doubleheader on Wednesday. They're going to play tomorrow. I guess the forecast is not great for tomorrow either. So the first thing I say to my wife is this. They rained it out. DeGrom's supposed to pitch tomorrow. I guarantee, and this is why I had to come on again, I guarantee they're going to push him back to pitch one of these games Wednesday, and Walker will pitch again tomorrow like he was supposed to today. That's what I tell my wife. And I didn't know that this was the case yet, right? So now I get home. I check my messages. I'm all ticked because I know this is what it's going to be. And I'm ticked as it is because every freaking game is a huge game for this team as they hang on by a fingernail to try to win this division against this Brave team that basically is like a juggernaut, okay? So, yeah, I'm panicking. I said this before. I mean, if you're a Met fan, you should be. We've seen this act before. And what a disaster and what a tease it would be if they were in first place the entire summer going into September. I think they've been in first since like April 12th. And they wind up blowing the freaking division. And I've said it. I'll keep saying it. They're not getting to the World Series if they don't win this division. All right? But getting back to DeGrom. So now, you know, we get home. I check my messages. The great Joey from Clark, Joey Torriello, texts me, bro, I can't believe it. They pushed DeGrom back to Wednesday. Of course they did. So then I called Joey just to freaking confirm the whole thing. And of course, that's the case. I mean, hey, well, does this guy ever pitch? What are you going to do when they do make the playoffs? They're going to keep pushing him back? And that's the other thing, too, about them not winning the division. Okay, if they don't win the damn division, that means that DeGrom and Scherzer got to pitch more games. Is that really good? Right? I mean, the way they baby these guys, I think we want to see them less in the postseason than more. And the last thing the Mets need is another two out of three playoff series to start the playoffs. They need three extra games. Nobody wants that. Nobody. They have to win this division. But I said this on the other side, the urgency, I don't see the urgency by this team to win this division. I don't see it. They have to win these games. They got to sweep Pittsburgh. They got to sweep Miami. They need to go on like a 7-8 game winning streak right now. So I'm ticked. I can't believe DeGrom isn't. I mean, I know he isn't. What do you mean I can't believe? Of course. Of course. Push it. You know what? And watch. They'll get rained out tomorrow. All right? So now they'll push DeGrom back to pitch. When would it be? Thursday? No, they got an off day Thursday. So they'll push DeGrom. Oh, it'd be perfect. Right? So if they rain out, you know what's going to happen. Here it is. You can ride it. Take it to the bank. So if they get rained out tomorrow, because that's, I think, the weather forecast in Pittsburgh is not good for tomorrow. They get rained out tomorrow. Now, they won't even pitch him in a doubleheader Wednesday. They'll push him back because he'll get an off day Thursday when the team's off, and he'll start the Marlins series, right? Can't you see that, right? Wouldn't that be freaking typical? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. I'm so disgusted. And the other thing, too, about the lineup, I was thinking about the lineup. I said that Buck should shake the freaking lineup up with the way Lindor and Alonso have been hitting lately, okay? Let's be real. They've done nothing for almost a month, either one of them, all right? Either one of them. You know, we went through this, you know, in the early part of the podcast. You're getting a little extra time. This is like soccer, where they have extra time. Doesn't that make you – no, seriously, doesn't like – I'm no soccer guy, and I know I'm going all over the place here, but this is what happens on Labor Day, okay? When I'm ticked off about my teams. And we'll get to the Jets again, too. But anyway, it's like extra time, like soccer. I never can understand. The game's over, but now you got extra time, and you never really know how much time there is in the extra time, right? There's like no clock to tell me. I mean, well, okay, extra time, but the game's over, but we got 5-6 more minutes we're going to play, but we really don't know how many really minutes. Well, that's kind of what's going on with me here now. You're getting extra time for the same price, you know what I mean, which is you know, really a beautiful thing. But here's what the lineup should be now, okay? Here's what I would do. And I'm not sure if they're pitching a lefty, righty. Who knows who's pitching for freaking Pittsburgh? Who knows? I know it's not John Candelario or Steve Blass. I know it's not one of them, all right? So I don't know who's pitching for the Pirates, but here's the lineup. Nimmo leads off. Canna bats second. McNeil third. Cleanup, I'd go with Marte batting cleanup. You could do whatever you want to do. You want to split it up. You want Lindor 5 and Alonso 6. You want Alonso 5 and Lindor 6. However you want to do it. And that's what it should be. And the other guys, the rest of the lineup, you can figure it out. Escobar could bat 7th, you know, or the DH, whoever it could be, whether it's Vogelback or Ruff or whoever's DHing could bat 7th. Escobar could bat 8th. And the catcher, Nito, or the brutal James McCann, can bat 8th. Or, excuse me, 8th. 9th, as I keep forgetting about the DH. So that's the way you could do that. To me, should be a lineup. So that's the thing. I mean, but don't be shocked. I'm telling you, I'm going to say this again. Okay, here it is. Don't be shocked. They get rained out again tomorrow, DeGrom won't even pitch Wednesday. And they'll give him the extra day Thursday, and he'll pitch Friday in Miami. Where the hell is the urgency to win this damn division? Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. A team that's finished first 6 times in 60 years. They need to win this division. It's huge. God forbid that this summer, with this team that we've compared to the 80, or at least I have, compared to the 86 team, gives us the all-time tease when all is said and done. I'm really concerned about this team right now. I really am. You should be. And I'm tired of hearing about how easy the damn schedule is. Now, one other thing, as I give you a little extra time here, Aaron, I know you're thrilled about that. You're happy about it. I was going to sing again, but I'll save this one for Friday. Okay? And don't forget, Friday, we're going to do a double dip show. I'm going to do the show in the morning where I'll do all my picks and all of that, the NFL stuff. And then we'll still do that at night for the live show with the Hackensack Brewing Company. But I'm going to do a little double-headed there. So you get me twice, which I don't know if you're too happy about that, but you get me thrice on Friday. Now, one other thing before I go. I'm hearing now, Joey told me this too, Joey and Clark, Joey, the great Joey Torriello. He told me this as well. By the way, Joey's very calm about the Mets. He's very calm. Yeah, right. Anyway, I think he's hanging out by his fingernails on the GW bridge as we speak. And I told him, I said, Joe, just be relaxed because the Jets are coming Sunday. Come on. Come on. Right? So now we get a double whammy of pain. We got to deal with the Met pain and we got to deal with the Jet pain. Right? Can't you wait? And Joey says to me, he goes, did you hear this? The rumor is there's a report. I don't know who the hell gave the report, but there's a report that Zach Wilson is now practicing with the first team and may start Sunday. What? Are you kidding me? I'll tell you one thing. They better not be rushing this freaking kid back. I mean, if he's going to start, that's fine, but he better be 100% freaking ready to play Sunday. All right? And I still think I wouldn't run. I'd leave it at least for Sunday and let Flacco play this game. I would, but we'll see. But that's the report that Joey gave me. So we'll find out. And like I said, if Wilson's going to play, he better be 100% ready to play. And the Jets better not be pushing him here. All right? Thank you, Robert Saleh. Okay, please. But just think about this. Here come the Jets. And now, if you're a Met fan and a Jet fan like me, you got to deal with the pain of both of them. Both of them. And can't you see? I was telling this to Joey, too. Can't you see this? And we'll be there at the game. I'm going to be with Joey at the game on Sunday. Joey, Big Wood, Damian Woody, Kenny Scarbaggio, all going to be there. It's going to be great. My wife, everybody. Of course, you're going to be. Of course, you're going to be there. That goes without saying. She's over there waving to me like I'm going to forget to say that she's going to be there. Give me a break. So anyway, she's shaking her. You need to see. Forget about it. Like if you had a video, forget about watching me while I'm doing this. You got to watch my wife while I'm doing this. It's much more entertaining than me and much better looking than me. So anyway, so we're going again. So yeah, it's right. The Mets and the Jets. But can't you see this scenario? I hate to be like this, but and they better win it. You've heard me say it a million times. They better beat the freaking Ravens. I don't want to hear nothing. Okay, and it better be Cleveland in week 2 too. But can't you see typical Jet game? Right, Jets up by like I don't know. They're up like let's say 21-10, like early fourth quarter. You know, you're all pumped up. The defense is playing great. Oh, you know, flat. Whoever the quarterback is, play. Breece Hall's running all over the place. You know, Elijah Moore's making big catches. Gets a couple touchdown passes. One to Elijah Moore. One to the tight end, Conklin. Right? Can't you see it? Defense is playing great. Carl Lawson. Like, we're all like, oh, my God. We're all going delirious. Oh, he's the greatest defensive lineman we had since Klecko. I mean, you get to hear all of this going on, right? Sauce maybe gets a big pick in the game, right, against Lamar. Right, they pick Lamar off, Sauce with a big pick, sets up a touchdown. Jets are up 21-10. And then all of a sudden, here come the Ravens, right? So now, the Ravens come back, it's 21-20. It's crazy to me to think that. By the way, I love the Jets getting the points in this game. But anyway, so now the Ravens come back, now it's 21-20. 5 seconds left, Ravens sitting up, what's this, Justin Tucker? 48-yard game-winning field goal. No time left on the clock. Boom. Makes it, Jets lose 23-21. Right? I want to be as wrong as you can freaking possibly be about this, okay? But would it surprise any Jet fan? Right? Would it? Well, the Mets are losing to the crummy Marlins on Sunday as well. Wouldn't you love that? The double whammy, right? Any way you want. One here, one here, okay? Bing, bing. I want to be wrong, but I'm so aggravated about this. All right, my wife wouldn't know. All right, I'm gonna let you go. You've had enough of me today. You got a little extra, like I said, a little extra, like soccer, a little extra time. And by the way, the Yankees came down with winning 5-2. Aaron Judge hit his 54th home run of the year. Please, I'm gonna say this too. All right, Yankees are up 5-2. Yankees are winning the division. There's no doubt. You could, Yankee fans, you could stop panicking. I know they were terrible. I said this before. They were 9-19 in August, all this nonsense. The Yankees are winning the freaking division. Don't worry about it. It is much more likely that the Mets will not win their division than it is that the Yankees will not win theirs. I can tell you right now. So they're up 5-2 last night. So a Judge hit his 54th home run. Message. And clearly, the MVP. I don't want to hear about Ohtani. I don't want to hear about nobody. Judge should be the unanimous MVP in the league. With that said, if I'm Steve Cohen, forget about throwing money at Jake. Okay, forget it. Okay, he's leaving anyway. All right? $50 million a year for Judge. 4 years, $200 million. And then you could have a club option, whatever you want. Because you can't give him, you know, 7, 8 years. I know he wants that. But I would try to give him more money, as much money as I could freaking give him. 5-2 top of the ninth. My wife giving me an update on Yankees. Yankees are going to win today. They're going to win. Just, you know, that's it. Even Kiner Falefa hit a home run today. Unbelievable. No, so like I said, the Yankees will win their division. The Mets better win their division. That's all I'll leave it. All right, I'm going to go. I will see you. I will see you at the podcast Friday at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Again, I want to thank the Hackensack Brewing Company. I want to thank Anita Discount Tire. I want to thank the DraftKings people. God bless. All the love. Love and happiness. Let's go, Mets. I'll talk to you Friday with the Football Friday and all the picks. All the love.